This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
All right. ENN tonight is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah. Well, Joe Leo's done a good job.
He really has.
He's been great. He's really, really terrific. Let's start off by saying, if I can, good evening to Michael.
Oh, I would love you, Dad.
And yeah, I didn't hear much there. And good evening to Michael and Don.
The entire box.
That's better. And to Don.
A large plain pizza and mussels. And a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
And to Don.
See if he'd be able to make it fit, and he always did.
And to Don.
I'm not going to go sit there and pound a pie on a Thursday.
And to Don.
The leader made it.
And to Michael and Don.
20 years ago today, Yankee related.
So 20 years ago today, so that is 2014.
Unfortunate. Apparently, I need an exam.
You know what? Honest mistake, Don. Don't
Dr. Seymour Pollock.
And good evening to myself. I don't trust a Ralph doctor. And lastly, one more I was told that Don, Michael, after you and Don got into it about him being in a troubled state, as you seem to think he was, he then said this going into the break.
I got to pay a little bit closer attention. You guys
got what?
I really don't like you.
I don't know what he's trying to say. That you guys guts?
You guys got, I was going to say, some nerve.
But instead,
I just decided I wanted to pinpoint and say I hate Michael.
You didn't say hate. Now you've ratcheted it up. Meant.
See, we have a drop. We have a drop that we use in the morning show a lot, probably almost too much. That really sums up a lot of these foibles.
And what does the drop say?
It is of President Joe Biden. He was giving a spiel around hip hop turning 50, and when he tried to mention LL Cool J, he stumbled through it and said LL J Cool J and kind of fades out. Right. So whenever there's anything that's just slightly, you know, not quite what you wanted, we play that drop.
So I'm curious, Peter.
Go ahead.
Are there as many egregious mistakes on the morning show as we seem to have here?
It's
a cleaner show, isn't it?
It's a great question. Is it a cleaner show? No, but it's a different kind of show. The conversation is so casual that you don't notice, you know what I'm saying?
Well, because you don't have people calling out the mistakes the way you do here.
That's right.
And also, Ebro's a much more talented man than I am.
Oh, here we go. Why do you say that?
I don't think that's true.
How much have you listened to his work to say that?
Well, I mean, how successful he is.
Well, look how successful you are.
Yeah, but he's got success at a different level.
He does?
He's working with people that I can only dream about working with.
Well, yeah, but you're in a different field.
Right.
We're both broadcasters.
Yeah, but if he was a big baseball fan, he might be impressed with the people that you run with.
How do you know he's not a big baseball fan?
Because Peter's made it known that he's just a casual sports fan, right?
He's a casual sports fan. I mean, he enjoys sports for sure, but
I've mentioned to you how big and handsome he is, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, Don, you know what Don's paying attention to here? He's just sensing you setting up another Rick situation where he can just sense you kissing you know what. And he's curious, I'm sure, what's the angle?
Right. See, there is no angle. Rick can't do anything for me. Ebro can't do anything for me. Does Ebro know how I feel about him? Has he mentioned it to you?
But see, this is where Don and I think it starts to sound weird.
Yeah, you're definitely working.
You want me to slip
angle.
Him a note?
I don't know what angle you're working, but you're working an angle.
So you know what? You just think so little of me that you think I'm trying to game the system all the time.
No, I don't even know what's the system. I'm not really sure what it is. You're doing something. Because you don't know. And it's no crime, but you don't listen that much to Peter's show.
I don't think he's probably have listened 20 seconds in my life.
Now it's just insulting.
You're so impressed with his success, and you've listened to him for 20 seconds.
Right. Well, he's had a show for a long time.
So have you.
You can't compliment someone's great talent and not have in any way participated in what their talent is.
I could see the way he carries himself.
No.
And how do you judge that? On one meeting at a wedding?
Yeah, it was a significant meeting.
Apparently so. But
I don't think people carry themselves naturally at weddings.
I did.
You're dressed up in a suit. You're running to a lot of people you don't know. And certainly one that's a very small sample size. So you're fishing at something because you don't have enough evidence. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm sure he is exceptionally talented. But you have no evidence to present. If this were a case, he'd be thrown out of court. How can you say the things you're saying about him? Be so impressed by a man you met once and listened to for 20 seconds. How?
It is. That is
20
weird.
Seconds is really generous, too. Might have been less.
And by the way, he just by the way, it's not like you drive around in the morning. So real quick, how many would every other station have to go off the air before you'd say, I'm curious to hear what my friend's doing?
I consider you one of my better friends.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. Here, Don, nice setup before the axe comes smashing your head like Gallagher.
There's no axe. I'm not a hip-hop fan. Why would I listen to that show?
We play almost no music from 7 to 9. It's just a talk show.
It's just a talk show. I don't listen as much as I like, but I do listen, and I almost never hear music.
Cookies. Thank you, Don. Because you're a friend, and obviously first you support the radio station here and listen to the great job Rick and Dave do, and then they go to a commercial and you go, let's see what my friend's doing, right?
I mean, know what you do. I don't think I've ever seen you on WWE. I have no interest. I know you're great at what you do.
All right.
Second of any of your 15 podcasts, not one.
I got to tell you, you're a bad guy. You're making it worse. And as God, as my witness, when the Yankees play the Mets, I will only watch the SNY broadcast.
I will never, over my dead body,
flip over to yes to hear what you have to say.
Fine. See how it works out.
It is a little
odd. My turn on the radio.
Work with this person for almost a decade. There isn't at least a little curiosity what he sounds like on the show, what that show that he refers to sounds like.
You know why? By the way,
you know how many people, and Don, a lot of people, there are people who call both shows to say like how much apart both shows are of their lives. And he has no curiosity to what it is.
Not even a little.
it's honestly a really bad guy thing. And by the way, it means it's not just me. You've never listened to Andrew's podcast.
No.
I mean, if you happen to be in the car and the radio station's on, you'll hear Don call a game. But if you think better of it for 2 seconds, you listen to a rerun of Howard talking to Ass Napkin Ed from 2007 rather than listen to Don.
To long stretches of Don doing play-by-play of the Rangers. And I think he's exceptional. And I'm not a huge hockey fan, especially on the radio. And I lock into Don for 20 minutes at a time when I'm in the car.
Well, I get it. So not only do you want to be clear that you don't want to hear me, but you also want to be clear you like Don better. And this all started because you're a fraud and because in your desperate need to kiss the you-know-what of every person with a modicum of celebrity,
and power.
You had to start talking about how talented Ebro is and then reveal you've never heard the man do a thing. You just had some strange attraction to him at the wedding.
Based on everything that has just been said here, the best...
You mean everything factual that I just said?
Everything's factual. That the only thing Michael could say that would make any sense was the quote would be "seems like a nice guy." That's the only thing he has enough evidence of to say.
And yet
he's kissing his fanny for what? I don't know, but he's doing it for something.
You want to find out, don't you?
There's some angle.
There's always an angle.
Maybe he's fishing. Here's what I think it is, Peter, and it's so desperate and so disgusting.
All right, go ahead.
He's hoping in some way this gets back to him, and Ebro now praises him on your show.
That could be a nice off-ramp, sure.
No, called fishing for a compliment, I think, is the...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of Michael's desperation to be accepted by celebrities, someone sent a pretty good idea over the Twitter vehicle.
Not
that
bad.
I thought it wasn't bad. Michael, someone suggested that since you're never going to pay off the bet, and we know that, that they're never going to grow the Pusick beard.
I will.
What if you instead on the K show went full McAfee attire and style for a week?
Listen, I will grow the Pusick. If you would rather me do the McAfee stuff, I'll do that. Whatever you want. I pay off my bets. Don didn't last a year. I did. Last time I lost, I paid off my bet. I'll pay it off. You want me to do the McAfee look? I'll do it.
You didn't
do the dunk tank.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
Well, you know, you got to move heaven and earth to pay off your bet.
No, please. When did you did you do your last hot stove yet?
Today was the last hot stove.
It was the last one.
Yeah.
So the next time, every other time,
by the way.
So every time we ask
tonight,
you will say you have not shaved.
Right.
All right.
Or would you rather me do the McAfee? Tell me.
What do you think, Don?
The McAfee would be
okay.
Interesting. Like so a muscle tee,
right,
or tank top, and like stand through the whole show.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's that. Is that that?
It's not that big a deal. So
not
I
that
mean,
big of a deal.
I'd
is
be
it?
Willing to do it, but
it would just have his big sloppy arms on TV. But besides that, what else is he really doing? That's
and,
it.
And we,
it's just
we can't
tank
even
top.
We can't even be like, all right, and you and I will be AJ Hawk. Michael would love that.
That's his dream. Michael, I heard from a source that Michael asked to see if he could trade one of us for AJ Hawk.
Well, you know, I've done the math, Peter, because to me, this is a science. Broadcasting is a science. And, Don, you'd be surprised to know that AJ Hawk talks more per hour than Peter.
That's not true.
Well, yeah. During baseball season, maybe.
Yeah, baseball
definitely
season,
during
sure.
Baseball season, yeah.
Well, no, that's not fair, Don, because don't forget, Michael's not here during baseball season, so I got a lot of heavy lifting.
But, yeah, on the days that Michael's here during baseball season.
Don't you think that balances nicely, though? Because I have to do all kinds of extra stuff when Michael's not here. So then when he shows up to babble on about God knows what with baseball, I get the rest. all right, so we have to do
I'm glad you're working with the television voice of the Yankees. And you abhor baseball as much as you do.
He doesn't.
I don't
abhor it.
I don't abhor it at all.
You don't want to talk about it.
I abhor the way that we sometimes talk about it. I abhor sometimes the seriousness all of a sudden. Michael, you are so wacky about every subject. And then baseball comes up and you become old Yeller. You get all serious. It's like all of a sudden we stepped into church. Well, I can't say church because people don't yell in church. Well, what's something that people just get way too serious about, Don?
Oh.
What's a better example than church?
Politics.
It's like politics all of a sudden. When someone disagrees with you, you're screaming.
I would say that 95% of the time, if you're screaming at a caller, it's over baseball.
Well, I didn't even tell you guys this. Next Monday when the Yankees full team reports, Marjorie mm-hmm. Taylor Greene will be a guest to help us break it.
Is that true?
Yep.
I love
MTG.
That. MJT. No, MJG.
No, MTG.
MTG.
Oh, 20 minus 20.
That was nice.
New York.
All right, let's get a pause here for a second. So we talked about this earlier today, and we're learning a little bit more about what happened at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade today. One person is dead. And at least 15 have been injured after gunfire broke out along the Chiefs parade route following the festivities. So panicked crowds, of course, ran everywhere as the gunfire erupted just outside of Union Station at the end of the victory parade. Of course, there were a ton of people there. Several suspected shooters have been taken into custody. Officers were seen entering Union Station and were working to safely get people out and to treat victims. There are different videos all over Twitter, including one that shows a Kansas City Chiefs fan tackling what appears to be one of the gunmen. Michael, I don't think we know much more than that.
And grabbed the gun, too.
Yeah, and then police came after they were able to hold the guy down. So just a terrible scene, and we're learning more about it. But it seems like, Michael, at this point, we don't know exactly what happened here. We just know that tragically someone has died and many have been injured.
You know, we mentioned earlier, you know, it's hard to fathom the bravery of somebody who does that. But if I had the bravery to do that, and knowing what that person did, I'd be hard-pressed not to, like, kill that person with my own hands or inflict such unbelievable pain like he's inflicting on a family today.
Well, I look, a slight update here from the New York Times. At least 30 hurt.
Unbelievable.
And it says at least 18 of the injured had gunshot wounds.
So this, you know, we were surmising maybe it was two people got into an altercation. It doesn't seem like that.
It doesn't seem like that.
But again, we don't know, but it just doesn't seem that that would be the case.
That many people would have been injured with gunshot wounds had it been an altercation of some sort. So just on what should have been a beautiful day for the Chiefs in Kansas City, this is now the whole story of the day, you know? We're not going to play the regular audio of players drunkenly saying nonsense. It's kind of what you end up thinking about. So,
do you see the picture of Willie Gay, though?
What about him? No.
I mean, I saw it several places, so I don't think it's a fake. It's like lying in the street with his shirt off, clutching a bottle of Hennessy.
Oh, it sounds like a good time. Come on, this is where these parades have gotten. It's like the goal is to get drunker and drunker for every athlete.
I don't know how these organizations allow it. There's so many people. Do you know where everybody is going to be going at? Listen, you can't stop somebody if he wants to go drink on his own or whatever, but a lot of times they're supplying the alcohol for these players. What are you doing?
And the only way to really celebrate is to get yourself pie-eyed drunk?
But listen, go have a party afterward where everybody's got, you know, they got limousines.
Didn't they do that in Vegas? They did that night in Vegas.
Yeah, but if you want a party after the parade, have a function where you know everybody's going to get into an Uber or a limousine to go home. You know, but remember the Vince Lombardi trophy almost was damaged because it was a drunk Tom Brady threw it, right? Like, and it just, and then it wasn't the Matthew Stafford incident with a woman falling off the stage.
You know what I think it is? I think it may be, Don, as a result of the fact that everybody's under like such a microscope these days generally, it feels like this is one day where people can kind of are allowed to be a bit unhinged, so they go too far.
You know, that's kind of the right way. Don will agree with me. Brett Hall, he handled it the right way.
Oh, that was, you know what? Do you have the audio there of Brett Hall calmly and soberly celebrating
and singing
in
Gloria.
St. Louis?
Yeah. Glory, Gloria, 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 I think I got your number, Gloria.
That's a proud moment, of course. And he wasn't even on the team that won. That's what's really
fantastic. I enjoy, you know, drinking or whatever. I don't like getting drunk anymore. But is it that crazy as just at a, because it is a team function. Guys, let's just tighten it up. Let's get through the parade. We want to have a party afterward. Great. But come on.
I know. The parade should be from a drinking standpoint, the parade should be pre-gaming for these guys. You have a couple of drinks and then you go to your party. Like, the fact that they're taking shots, it seems like, along the whole way or before they get there, it's a lot.
Now, maybe this is like, because it's such a long time ago, you know, I was lucky enough to be involved in 5 parades with the Yankees. Never saw one player drink. Never. Never saw anybody drunk. I don't get it.
It feels like something recent.
Is it something like it's now, Don?
I don't remember.
It feels now.
I don't remember any of the Giants parades or, you know, with, Doc Gooden didn't show up to the parade in 86 because of drugs, but I don't remember there being, it looked like anybody was inebriated, the Rangers parade. It seems like it's something that's happened relatively
recently.
It is. Like,
it's, the last 5 years, 7 years, I've noticed whenever we play the audio of these things, it's gotten more and more loose, for sure. It's sort of like the celebration of defenses running to the end zone after an interception. Right. It just sort of happened. New Heights pod, that's the Kelsey pod. Here's Travis saying he could not believe that the 49ers wanted the ball in overtime.
You win the coin toss, that's what you get. You get the opportunity to have the advantage, and they handed it right over to us.
Yeah, well, damn, I mean, it,
not trying to harp on the guy, but it was a huge, like when they said we want to receive, and the ref looked at Fred and he said, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
You sure you want to receive? And he said, I want to receive. I want the ball.
I was texting.
I jumped out of my seat and said, hey, here we go. Here we go. Let's go, boys. Perfect. They want to receive. We get second possession. We know exactly what they want. Defense, hold them. Just hold them to three. Just hold them to three. We're going to go down here and win this thing, baby.
Freaking crazy. Really was.
That will do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their President's Day sales event.
Hey, if you'd like to listen to the Knicks, a decimated Knicks team, attempt to beat the Magic in the final
Knicks
game of the first half, you can hear right here on 98.7, right?
That's right.
So that'd be good. Tomorrow, Don's going to try to fit a large pizza box into a 2-liter bottle on the show.
He can do it.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for a goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.